I have never seen anybody so fixated on girls. Like, so fixated on having to have a female draw their attention. Like, be fixated on them. That have somebody, a girl, young girl, have to constantly be in contact with the female. I've never seen anybody so obsessed. I think obsessed is a good word. To extremely unhealthy manner and behavior. I've never seen anybody ever to literally like can't be attentive to anything because they're so fixated on gotta have a girl, gotta have a girl, gotta have a girl's attention, gotta have my next supply. Next supply means if somebody's narcissistic and you married somebody that was narcissistic to a very, very scary behavior and degree. Is you're just a temporary. As soon as they feel like they have you, okay, the chase is over, right? The game's over, because people who act like that do not have a sense of any type of maturity at all. They're very immature people, period. That's the truth. You're just a game. Whatever that the narcissist spouse has to turn themselves into, whatever game they have to play, they'll feel you out, they'll kind of they're not one, and you know when somebody's narcissistic spouse, a psychopath, okay? Not a sociopath, a psychopath. Well, borderline psychopath, is they don't talk much. They're very observant. You wonder why they never have any conversation. I always wondered why I never could have a conversation. Like, why is it always a one-sided conversation? Like, I could literally just talk to them with a wall and for kids, and I always had better conversations. Because they are keeping track and watching you and seeing what you need, seeing if you're going to mention anything that you may have found out about them. But the whole goal is to gain your trust so you don't realize that the person that you married is not the person you married at all. It's a farce. It's a fraud. It's a joke. It's an illusion. Okay? Whatever word you want to use. That's how a psychopath narcissistic spouse is. A person like that is they're predators. They go online, they seek, and they search. I'm watching this behavior, and it's really fascinating. And being guided to what to watch and how to watch and the behavior to educate myself. You don't get into the emotional stuff anymore. You get into logical stuff like, wow, you know, this is really twisted behavior. They cannot stay off of dating apps. They can't stay off of constantly, like WhatsApp. They'll hide talking to girls. They will use a different name. They will never give their age out. They'll never give their true identity, period. It's crazy behavior. It's disturbing. And narcissistic, if you have somebody that you married, it's like that. And you wonder why, you know, and they'll always tell you too, it's always words, you know what I mean? It's always whatever you want to hear. Like, yeah, I'm taking time to make myself better and being a better version of myself. And that's just a crock of you know what. It's just a way to get you off of their scent of their track when you know they're doing something. Go with your gut, ladies. Go with your gut. You know, guys marry narcissistic wives too. But majority percentage is men and women you marry guys like this because they're predators. They look for you online. They're searching. They're seeking. And they have like a long track record of no respect towards women. They view women as objects, as mere things to buy, sex, to use, abuse. To make themselves feel better. Narcissistic spouses, narcissistic men have no self-esteem. They do not feel high or think high of themselves. They're out to take you down to the low level that they are. They will intentionally start fights with you. I always wonder why, like, fights and stuff and really weird, you know, crazy stuff. Is because their behavior is dictated by the women in supply of who they're talking to daily or who they're entrapping. Okay, if they have a bad entrapment or somebody figured them out or the girl's like, oh, you know, I don't like you, whatever, and disappears. Okay, they're going to take it out on you, okay? Or whoever, you know, they have lined up, you know, because narcissistic psychopath spouses do not have just one girl, one woman, one person. They aim, and who they search and seek out, there has to be something to gain for them. They just don't look at women or girls for just because of their personality or their charm or they're really nice. No. They, number one, seek out nice people so they can take advantage of you, ladies. And that's the truth. I'm passing on the wisdom experience that I went through, okay? But I outsmarted the narc, okay? Period. That's the truth. But I had to educate myself and get help to outsmart the narc. But that's what they'll do. Watch their mood swings. Watch their mood swings. Crazy mood swings. And then if, like, oh, heaven forbid, they get dumped or somebody figures them out, they'll throw the biggest toddler tantrum in the world. They'll throw themselves and just, slam doors, throw themselves on the ground. I ain't talking to you. I mean, I'm sorry. I've experienced what I've dealt with. It's crazy. And you're just standing back like, what the heck? You cannot be Peter Pan forever. But a narcissistic man's spouse will try to be Peter Pan, do everything they could be Peter Pan, because they never grew up. They lack maturity. They'll never be a man. They could be in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Hell, there's some that are even in their 80s. They're still Peter Pan. They're still dressing up in the attire. They'll never, ever grow the hell up. But they waste a lot of valuable time. See, that's the thing. You know, you gotta point them out. You gotta put them in check. Hey, listen, all the time you spend trying to seek out women, which are your supplies, is time that, remember you said you're gonna work on yourself. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. You could have worked on yourself, had 5, 10, 15 degrees, college degrees, had more than a 6-figure job by now. If you spent that time that you do in seeking and searching and having validation and buying sex and buying women and buying girls, dating websites left and right, WhatsApp, anything they can to hide, giving money, they'll use everything they can to hide their money to give them to the girls. You could be married, engaged, okay? You ain't the only one. That's just the title to them. You mean nothing. They don't love you. They never loved you. It's just a game. I'm sorry. It's just a game. Don't fault yourself. Don't fault yourself. It's not yourself. Those are silly ass guys, okay? Don't fault yourself for somebody so embarrassing. They humiliate their damn selves, okay? Just stand back. Stand straight. Okay, you're better than that. I know. What the hell are you thinking? I know. I've said it before. What the hell was I thinking? Well, you couldn't think because you didn't realize the fog that you were in when you met this person. But you had warning signs. You had flags, didn't you? I know I did. You had warning signs. You had flags. Things weren't right. And they continued to never be right. There's always some kind of drama or something going on because that's a psychopath narcissistic spouse. They're all about the drama. They will talk about you to the cows come home. They'll talk about everything you've ever done, everything that you guys have went through in your marriage or engagement, whatever. They'll blab it to whoever, whatever supply girl next. Yeah, this is not somebody who has a radio channel or has a newspaper or, you know, is a government figure, you know, talk about things. No, they do that. They'll paint this image, okay, to gain sympathy points from their next supply girls. Most of the time, the girls. If you're a woman, you know, like myself, well, of course, he has something to gain. As a domestic violence attorney said, your benefits. Your benefits. Your federal benefits he was after. He was hoping you would die anytime soon. He was telling people the county. He was telling people, okay? You didn't. You had a plot twist. You're most likely going to outlive the narc, the psychopath narc. Truth, okay? It ain't gain anything. In fact, now he lost. He's just going to dig himself, okay? But literally, they will do that. I mean, the time that is invested, that they invest in supplies and looking for girls and women and how many they can get. And it's not about love. It's not about relationship or anything. It's just a challenge because they have no self-esteem at all. They have the lowest self-esteem. A narcissistic psychopath spouse man has the lowest self-esteem of any man you will ever come across. You know how you'll know? Get yourself around a real man. I mean a damn good man. Real man. You'll be able to think real clear, real quick like that. Because it happened to me. I realized, well, this is like crazy. It is. It's a circus act. Okay? It's just a illusion. Okay? That's all it is. As a domestic violence attorney said, it is a charmer. That's what a narcissistic psychopath is a charmer. You don't know who you're involved with until they can no longer hold the game. No longer hold the act. But the thing is, they're on to the next female right from jump. As soon as they realize that they think that you believe they're this person, they're on to the next person. But there's going to be something to gain out of it. Something to gain. You know? It's very twisted. But sit back, analyze, and watch. Watch the narcissistic psychopath spouse. Watch. The fiance, the boyfriend, watch. Watch them, ladies. Watch. Educate yourself and watch. It's pretty damn amazing how much time they'll invest and they really need to invest in themselves. They'll never admit that. Because remember, to you, it's just a game, but their life is just a mere act of a narcissistic psychopath. Back to